say. So the premium there is what you say, even though it's going to talk about prayer. He says, you shall have what thing soever that you say because of this. Alright? Because of it, therefore, what thing soever. Now notice verse 23 heads up into, you know, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, alright? So he says, what things soever, someone say things, very good. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Just like in 23, alright, he doesn't mention God, even though he does in 22, because we said, if you remove God from the work of faith, it becomes a formula. And I always tell people, if it's really about saying anything, like some do positive confession, then Jesus need not to have come. He need not to have died. You just believe in your heart and say with your mouth. I don't need Jesus to die for me to believe in my heart and say with my mouth. And to rise from the dead. But the point is, he was relating, like I said in the first service, to the believer's authority. So he's talking about how to use your authority before circumstances and situations. That's verse 23. Now verse 24 now talks about receiving answers in prayer. It says, therefore, in other words, receiving answers in prayer also is a function of your rights and privilege. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, if you were in the first service, we said that this same verse is recorded in Matthew 21, verse 22. So we can read Matthew 21, verse 22, and very quickly. Matthew 21, verse 22. What does it say? Matthew 21, 22. It says, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Notice the word desire. What things soever you desire, the word desire there is the word to ask. You know, it is possible to pray and not ask. You got to know that. It's possible to pray and not ask. Because the word is aiteo, A-I-T-E-O-O. Some well-versed scholars call it a fixed request. It's not a wish. It's aiteo. You know, Paul, for example, says, I wish that I was cursed for my people in Israel. That's a wish. That's not an aiteo. This, an aiteo is a fixed demand. In other words, it's definite. Sometimes we pray and say, well, Father, whatever is your will, let it be done. That's not an aiteo. That's a total surrender. Some guys pray like Muslims. But he says, what things soever you desire. Now check verse, like we said in verse 23, how many times does he mention ask? Oh, sorry, say. Three times. Whosoever shall say, we said the first say is to speak authoritatively, like you're commanding something. Okay? Whosoever shall command to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall that. But shall believe that those which he say. We said the word, the second saith is to affirm something you had said before. We said the third saith, he shall have whatever he said, is the word let go, which is to build on. In other words, the last say is actually a consistent word. In fact, I think the New King James would say, he shall have what he keeps saying. So, it's not a once and for all, forever. I've said it and forever and ever. No. It's something you keep saying. So, based on that principle of faith, where Jesus said, you shall have what you keep saying, he says, look at 24, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Look at how many times you have the word you. Check it for me. Have I heard what you? Therefore, I say unto what? You? Huh? What are you? Well, let's remove the word say unto you. What things ever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive and you. So what's the emphasis in 24? You. Amen. 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 That's not too good for religious minds. Because how can it be me? They say, what things ever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have them. You. So let's read it in a very good way. So whatever you now the word itel means to request, to make a demand. You see that as we proceed. So what things soever, things are the things, not a figurative thing. What a thing, nothing. Praise God. When you pray, believe. He's not talking about salvation. Praise God. What a voice. So he's talking about the gifts of the Spirit, maybe. What thing, soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So notice something. So that means in the place of prayer, I must say, what thing have I desired? Let me ask you. If I say, well, let God's power be revealed. That's not a thing. What thing soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it. So let's take it from the behind and say it like this. So, he says, desire things. So if I desire things, what do I believe? Read it. What do I believe? That God heard me? What do I believe? That I receive what? The things. So I believe that I receive. When do I believe that I receive? Come on. When do I believe that I receive? When I pray. Okay? So, I pray, and when do I receive? When I pray. So, I don't pray, then wait to receive. Come on. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. Alright, now go back again. With things, you know, don't get it lost. Jesus was very straightforward. He says, therefore I say unto you, what things, demonstrated pronoun. What? Do you know what you ask for? Have you ever had a prayer meeting before and then you tap someone? What are you praying about? Say, has that happened to you before? What are you praying about? Say, we're praying. Someone says, let's agree in prayer. And you say, what do you want? And he says, I've been praying about it. He says, sorry, I've been praying about it. I've been asking God, I've been begging God. I say, okay, let's agree. What are you asking him for? Obadiah 4. No. What things? No, some folks find it difficult to mention that thing. The guy said, you cannot ask God for, at this age, you can't ask God for a limousine. He can't give you because you are too small. You are too young. I said, your perception is your problem. I guess the guy is where he grew up. A baby can have a limo, just give him a driver. It's a mindset that you must drive it to own it. So because maybe you first went for driving lessons, you drove your neighbor's car, you stole to drive it. Then you know, so you think that that's the process in the kingdom. Say, God cannot give you something that will kill you. Seriously? You know, when I was in primary school, whilst we were waiting for this car, 504 GL, you know what I mean? You know, there's GL, SR. Was that GR? It was a GR. But I know there was GL, SR. Then there came Evolution, 505. Okay. So, we will wait for this pickup. No. What's this one that's wagon? War enter. Then this small boy in nursery school, you find an SUV, Range Rover of those days. Then two people will come down. Small boy. And then he will get at the back. We struggle for the person that will sit in front. If I'm not careful, my entire mind will be the 504 wagon. You know, sometimes, you know, you can't believe what you don't know. You can't believe for what you don't know. You can't even ask for what you don't know. So sometimes it's good to see things that can be asked. It's good to see things that you can ask for. Praise God. And sometimes you won't see them in the Bible. In fact, most of the time you won't see them in the Bible. You can't ask for a car in the Bible, you get a chariot. You may not get a horse. So you got to know what to ask. Amen. Okay, let's go further. So I believe, so look at it. What things ever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. And you shall have what? Them. What is the them? The things that you ask. It doesn't mention the will of God, though. Amen. So, Jesus says, prayer is your desire, not His. Because you shall have whatever you keep saying in 23. Look at the pronoun. So, that's what Jesus said about prayer. Now, Jesus had been talking about things in prayer. Some say things. Some guys know how to pray the Pauline prayer, but they know how to pray for things. Great stuff. If your eyes were really on the tank, were open, you ask for things too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes you feel it is not spiritual to ask for things. What is in the Father's heart? What is in my heart? The Father is not thinking about a private jet now, because you haven't entered one. When I entered one, my mindset changed. You know what's so serious? The guy took me from, we went to Ilorin from Lagos, and someone was waiting in the car, you know, and I said, do you know I've gone to Ilorin? He said, how, sir? Yeah, that's it. I went, it was there, sir. Ilorin, how? Within an hour, we're back. The guy just said, let's go quickly, let's go. And we went to the airport, there we saw someone, he talked 10, and then we flew back. No checking. And I said, wow. What thing? Because a jet is a thing. It qualifies. English language, jet's a thing. It's a big thing, but it's a thing. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you deserve. Let's see Jesus and things. Matthew 6. Are you hearing this? Matthew 6. Glory to God. Verse 8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what. Come on. Knows what things you have need of before you ask. He didn't say your Father tells you what you should need. No. He knows what you need before you ask. So, Prayer cannot be telling God what I need because He already knows them. Get that? Your Father knows what things that you need. So who determines what I need? Huh? Come on. Who determines what I need? Who does it? No. No. Okay. I determine what I need. No. I determine what I need. Well, the Father knows that if I begin to ride a 2017 model of Mercedes Benz, He knows I'll backslide. Why? Is it by the reverse gear of the car? How about that? Cars don't make people backslide. Amen. No, they don't make cars, though. They have no evil in themselves. Amen. Praise God. So your Father knows you have need of those things even before you ask. I like the word need. The word need is the word treia in the Greek, C-H-R-E-I-A. It actually means something that is not there. How many know what is not there for you? Oh, come on. You know the things that are not there? Raise your hand. Okay, so everybody has everything there. Raise your hand. Have you checked your car recently? You know, there's things that are not there. The air conditioner is a heat con, not an air con. No heat con? The old Pentecost, the air came a by the rushing wind. And then he said, the cloven tongues like us of fire is happening in this car now. Amen. What about as a student? You know, you sometimes you need some books, some help. Amen. Praise God. Your Father knows the things. Pay attention now. The things that you need. So a need is something that is not there, that is required, that is something that's missing. Amen. And that could be money, resources. Amen. Matthew 3:14, Jesus said to John the Baptist, I have need that you fulfill this. That is, there's a requirement that you fulfill. So he's saying, Jesus said, before you ask. So needs are legitimate things. Your needs don't change because you're born again. I don't know that I have natural needs. I now have spiritual needs. You are very spiritually stupid. I don't have natural needs at all. That's why you don't give. Because every time you want to give, you just say, Mom, brother, Father, thank you for church. I thank you for the ministry. I thank you for the word of God is growing. I thank you for the word of God is growing. Thank you, Father. It's your spirit that is doing it. It's your spirit that is doing it. Whereas the seat you're sitting on, it was not the spirit that put it there. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach for someone one time, and as I was leaving, they said, we know we cannot appreciate you enough. You know, in my mind, I know at least just Tife. At least Tife. We know we cannot appreciate you enough. And I had spent the last couple. And I brought two folks with me. We know we cannot appreciate you. We are so blessed. You know, and they prayed for me. I was like, this prayer is long. So that today, if it repeats itself, I get scared. You know. And that's how they brought a basket of fruit. They gave me fruit. How was that? Bros. How do we go? You know, we have to find a way to live. I won't tell you how. You know what I mean? We laughed ourselves out of that place. How do you want me to come back and preach again? How? I spent my money to come. You now gave me fruit in return. What thing so? You say your Father knows. He knows. The Father knew. Praise God. You know, you need to realize, and I've said this to you many times, a believer must not be scared of owning things. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You can't be scared of owning things. One time like that, I want to preach somewhere, and by the time they put me in one SUV, I say I can never be poor. Anyway, Matthew 6:32, Jesus tells us exactly the things They are physical things. Matthew 6:32. For all these things to the Gentiles, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. What's he talking about? In verse 31, what shall we eat, drink, or where shall we be clothed? You know, he doesn't specify the quality of the clothes or the food. How about that? So I don't like designers, you know. I just want to be modest. Designers are modest too. I mean, cool ones, amen.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not every time you look like you're going out on evangelism. Where are you going? Are you going for outreach? No, I'm going to see. Calm down now. Are you, you know, when you're going for evangelism, to the week you became, come as weak. No. Hallelujah. Am I making my point here? Praise God. He didn't tell us what kind of food. Food. You know, there's food. You know, there's some fish you eat. You know, the fish was killed in anger. By the time the bone stayed where it should not be, what happened? You know, there's some chicken you eat. You know that this is murder. They didn't kill this in the man. But there's a kind of chicken you eat and you know, what will come out of your mouth is tongues and interpretation. But there are some, it's groanings. But we desire to be clothed upon. So he doesn't say what kind of clothes, what kind of drink, or what kind of food. You determine what you ask. The next chapter, chapter 7. Amen. And he uses the word Father, praise God. Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Let's take it together. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks findeth, and to him that knocks shall be opened. Now look at 9. 9 makes sense. Can we take it together? Come on, let's go. And what man is there of you, whom if his son asks for bread, he gives him stone, because he knows that the bread will kill him? Let's take verse 10. If he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then being evil know how to give good gifts. Jesus said, even evil people do not replace your request. Say, God, what are you telling me? I asked for a house. You gave me a shed. I know you know more. He said, if you being evil. He said, know how to give good gifts. That means he knows what is not good. A serpent is not good. Stone is not good in the bowl as food, not a serpent. Good gifts, so they're good gifts. You know a good gift? Do you recognize what is good? You don't. Do you know, if you want to get married, no, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. If you want to go get married and you close your eyes, you'll be forced to open it. You gotta open your eyes. God looks at the heart, man looks at the outward. You don't realize that. You don't realize that God looks at the heart, but you look at the outward. Well, look at the outward well. Amen. Hey, some guys, there were some guys there, you say, excuse me, are you Joseph? Coat of many colors, you know. Or is today a rag day in the body of Christ? You gotta look. So, you know, the guy is like that because he's committed to prayer. You don't need to dress badly to pray. Amen. Praise God. Good things. Those are good things. You know, good things. You know, a good phone. He doesn't disturb the service when it rings. Come on, pull up that techno. Oh, sorry. Or talk about. You don't talk about. Use your talk about. And the point about that talk about, I'll put it in the box. I'll remove it when I want to make a call. Bush guy. Too bush. I know good things. Hallelujah. You know good things? You know good things? Good stuff. Good stuff. So I say, I don't want to fly first class or business class. What is it for? Are we not going to arrive at the same destination? You resemble those who preach second walk of grace. Of course you arrive at the same destination. One time that I bought a flight. As I was going, they said, oh, sorry. I said, and I asked them, what's there? I said, it's for first class people. I said, can I just look in? I said, just let me see how it looks. So I went in there. Ah, you are not going to the same place, so. I've flown business class and first class before. But I know economic. I say, please, can you? Everybody's the child is crying. Yeah, mommy, daddy. But when you're in that other place, you know, they don't give you, they don't say, this we have bread, we have this. They say, what do you want? No, I'm not saying you should want it at all costs. I'm just saying you must know what is good. Are we good? So you don't say, I don't think those things. Why? I don't think about those things, you know. My mind is the kingdom. Both of you. Your father knows. He knows that you are pretending. That you have need of those things. Hallelujah. So that's why he said, ask. Have you even asked? Praise God. You know, God can take care of all the needs. He doesn't take your needs in process. Let's prioritize. Let's prioritize. I can't do everything at the same time. You want to kill me? How can you say you want this, that? It's too much for me now. Look. Don't you know scale of preference? Which one do you want first? He can take care of all. Amen. So, he knows how to give good gifts. I like the word gift. Verse 11 is the word doma. Doma actually means, there are two words there. He knows how to give good gifts, didomi and doma, which means he offers them. And every time he uses the word doma, doma describes what was given. That's why I said good gift. There is a description to it. In other words, every gift need not be the same. You must ask for a good gift. It's not good enough to ask for something. A good gift. Amen. You know that sometimes people give you things on your birthday, there's some you can never remember. But there are those you will always remember. No offenses intended, but you will always remember. We must recognize that our Father's love takes care of the things. Notice something. He says, if you ask for bread, he won't give you a stone. So if you ask for something, you get another thing. It's not the Father's answer. You got something, no doubt, but that's not the answer to your prayer. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he says wait. Where is that one? The book of 3 Corinthians chapter 26 verse 20. It's just people using their experiences to teach. I remember Reid Bonnke said something in 1994, I'll never forget it. He said he believed God for $5 million or something. I've forgotten the figure now. Then he said, someone gave him a gift of $1 million. So he called, was it Reid Bonnke? He called Ray McCauley. He said, Ray, I have $1 million here. Do you want it? He said, because that's not what I asked for. I asked for five. That got my attention. Because if you ask the Father for bread, he's not going to give you a stone. See, let me tell you the foolishness of thinking God will give you something else because of what he thinks you don't need. If God can just determine things like that, then there's no need for prayer at all. What's the prayer for? If you can act outside your volition and act out your will, then there's no need for prayer at all. If people are saved, as some confused people preach all over the place, that everybody's saved, they don't just know it. You know? What must I do to be saved? Don't nothing. You are saved. Believe that you are saved. No one said that. Yeah? So, they say God can just decide for you. No, he doesn't. God doesn't decide the woman you marry. You made the decision yourself. But I said, you know, you did the decision yourself. Remember, it's I do. And it is done. Praise God. The lesser tie. Praise God. So when you pray, note that if it's not what you asked, it is not the prayer that was answered. It's not the prayer that you received from. It was not what you asked. Amen. Now, that doesn't say if you get something apart from what you prayed for, it's not from God, but that's not what you asked for. You see, let me add this to this, because I'm going to mention this later. The issue about prayer is not just the things, it's us actually validating the faithfulness of God. There is more to prayer than just what we receive. There's also the fact that His character is affirmed when we pray. He is what He says He is. He is what He says He is. It's not bipolar. Amen. I said amen. So when you pray, He knows what you need, but you still have to ask. So knowing about your needs is not sufficient prayer. Let me take it again. If you ask for fish and then you get a serpent, it's not the Father. It's not a Father. Amen. I said amen. It's not the Father. Now do not forget that He knows what you need. He knows what you need. And He is not evil to give you evil things. Amen. And some of us, we've heard so many rubbish sermons that in the place of prayer we are scared. Rubbish sermons. There are some sermons that I would rather hear a donkey bray. It has a better sound than some sermons. What nonsense. What nonsense. Some guys make God look like He's just unreliable. Praise God. But the Father is not unreliable. Amen. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives unto all liberally. Don't forget the word liberally is the Greek word haplotes. That he doesn't change in the way He gives. He gives unto all men liberally and does not find fault. He doesn't find fault. Have you heard people say things like this? The Lord is saying that you've been praying and you're praying, but you know, I'm not going to answer you because of this. It's not the Spirit of God, though. And the funny thing, you will now see an unsaved person have what you were praying for and the Lord doesn't want to give you. Unsaved person, he gets it. Say, no. He knows that his own, that car is destruction for him. The Father knows that the car that Muslim has, that's the reason why we never say, just say. And then you will stay there on the road and then you ask for a lift from the car and you are not destroyed. Same way Christians change their name. Say, the reason, what's your name again? Say, my name is Ogunjite. That's why you've not gotten the job. You now make it Oluwadipe. The funny part is that when you now get the job, the owner of the company will be Faleti. So the owner of the company is Faleti. You change your name and you are an employee. Receive sense. Receive sense in the name of Jesus. I say, Ogun? I say, Ogun is Ogun, 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 Agun, Ogun, Ogun. It depends on what you believe. Ogun, Ogun. Say, Ifa is Ifa. No, that's Ifa. Ifa, 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 Ifa. And you know, if you are really too sure, the way you pronounce your name will be different. Ogun, Deka. Not Ogun. Hallelujah. Are you still there?
He gives unto all liberally and does not upbraid. Matthew 6 again.
Now let me just correct an impression, this Bible, that we sometimes we can teach how faith works. It becomes a formula that God is out of the picture. It's like 1 plus 1, 2, 2 plus 2, 4, And I don't know. If you remove God out of it, you take the relationship out of it, it becomes a formula. Then there's no reason to be born again. So watch this in Matthew chapter, Matthew chapter 6 and 7. I want to correct you. I know I've explained this over and over again, but I need to go over it again. Verse 7. When you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Notice that. People believe that what he is saying is that you must not ask for something twice. No, that's not what he was saying. Notice what he said. They think they shall be heard by much speaking. It's not condemning much speaking. Now let's go into some study. The word he used there, alright, okay, when he said vain petition, is the Greek word batalogio. B-A-T-T-A-L-O-G-O. It means words that have no meaning. You can't locate what he's saying. And you know some guys pray like that in Yoruba. Father, do it. That is batalogio. Father. Oh, yes, Jesus. Holy Ghost. See my life. Oh, no. That is much speaking. That's vain repetition. You know, I went to teach somewhere in Kaduna in 1996. And they, for long, and I was watching them. And they were saying the same thing. Very consistent. Have you seen a prayer meeting? Everybody just by their much batalogio. He calls it much speaking, which is the word polulogia, P-O-L-U-L-O-G-I-A. It means loquaciousness. Have you ever seen somebody who is loquacious? Who is a talkative? Just talking. You will sleep, you wake up, you still talking. Just saying so many things. That's the exact opposite of an ITO. An ITO is fixed. An ITO can be repeated, but it's the same thing. There is no father that is tired of hearing the same thing. Not, no. But don't forget, they think they shall be heard by much speaking. So the thing about those who do vain repetition is that they have unbelief. They doubt them being heard. That is why they keep saying it. Whereas, the man in ITEL is saying it to affirm what he believes. So, repeating what you have prayed is not doubt. It depends on what you are saying. Amen. I said amen. So, they shall be heard. You can pray. In fact, Paul says to pray always. Ephesians 6:18. Amen. Praise God. So I make mention of you always in my prayer. Ephesians 1:16. Colossians 4:2 says continue in prayer. So, praying, continuing to pray cannot be unbelief. 2 Timothy 1:3, Paul says he prays for Timothy every time. So the issue is the doubt in the asking. It's not saying something the second time doesn't make a doubt. No, it doesn't. Do you know that Jesus once laid hands on someone 2 times. He did. He laid hands on the person 2 times. It's not unbelief. Praise God. So, listen carefully. Go back to James 1. So, ITO is to ask the same thing,
the same way. Stay on your request.
Or what it is.
Faith in prayer is to stay on your request.
Is it happening?
Do not forget, we said, I believe that I have received, then I shall have. So, I will, do I believe after I have received? No. I believe that I have received first, then I have. I believe that I have received, then I have. Go back again, James 1:6 to 8. James says, is there any that lacks wisdom? Let him ask of God, who gives unto all men with bread and does not break. Look at verse 6, James 1. James 1. Okay. He says, but let him ask how, in faith, not in wavering, for he that waves is like the wave of a sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that God shall give anything. He shall receive. So, faith is not required in your needs. It's required where? In the receiving. The word to receive means lambano. It means to take. To take off. So, I receive by faith. Say, I receive by faith. That means receiving is not in the senses. Receiving in prayer is not in the senses. Receiving in prayer is not when the thing is in manifestation. No. Receiving in prayer is when I ask. I ask and I receive at the same time. I ask and I receive at the same time. I ask and I receive at the same time. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. I ask and I receive. I ask and I receive. See, I ask and I receive. I believe that I have received and I have. I ask and I receive. In prayer, I ask and I receive at the same time. So I don't ask and then receive later. I ask and I receive immediately. I have what I have received. So wait now, so if I ask, for example, I ask for a land, upon a land. And I get the, and I, as I ask, I receive. I receive. I believe that I have received and I have it. So when I get the plot of land is not when I received. That is when I got what I had received. Is that clear? So I receive when I pray. I don't receive when I see it. I receive it when I pray. It's not prayer if I have not received it. If I have not received it, it could be vain petition. So, we'll get to that shortly. Get back again to Mark 11:24. I want to show you something. I want to open to, you know, because there's something there I want you to observe. Go to Mark 11:24 one more time. Then get to 1 John 5:14. 1 John 5:14 and Mark 11:24. In the first service, I said to you that Jesus had an audience that made him use some words that is not repeated to the new creation in Christ. So go to Mark 11:24 and look at 1 John 5:14. Mark 11:24, 1 John 5:14. Mark 11:24, 1 John 5:14. Are you there? Alright, let's take Mark 11:24 together. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now go to 1 John 5:4. This is the confidence that we have where? In Him. According to His will, He hears us. Okay. So, look at verse 15. And Alright, now what is the difference in Mark 11:24? Before you go further, the both of them use the word ITO. Alright? So what is the difference
in Mark 11, 24, and 1 John 5, 14 and 15? Who can tell me? Sir? What? Believe. What do you mean by believe? His will is added in there. Okay? One more thing. What else? According to his will. We're going to solve that shortly. It's not a difficult problem. Mm-hmm. What else? What else? Wasn't in 14. 1 John 5, 14. But it's in Mark 11, 24. Come on, tell me. Huh? What did you say? Confidence isn't there. Okay? Huh? But I'm about to show you it's there. Petition, which is the word, the same thing from asking anyway. Yeah, good. But go on. What else? Something is missing in there. I thought you, about the first thing that I thought you were going to see, you didn't see it. Huh? He hears us. Mm-hmm. That's lovely. That's an active word that isn't repeated. The word believe. The word believe isn't mentioned. So, in Mark 11, 24, we believe. In 1 John 5, 14, we know. You get that? We know. Why? Because the four Gospels were written for people to believe. John 20, 31. We looked at it in the first service. John 20, 31. John said, this is why I wrote, John, that you, by believing, John 20, 31, might have life through his name. John 20, 31. So, 1 John 5, 13. These things have I written unto you, that you may know that you have. So, listen now. John 20, 31, that you might believe. 1 John 5, 13, that you might know. Come on. Come on. Okay? So, wait. So, get back to 1 John 5, 14. You spotted that. Confidence is there. Confidence. This is the confidence. What's the confidence? Now, the word confidence is the Greek word P-A-R-R-E-S-S-I-A. P-A-R-R-E-S-S-I-A. It's a combination of two words. Okay? Two words. But the key word there is the word resis. R-H-E-S-I-S. Resis is a speech. So you can't have confidence without speaking. In other words, this is the freedom of speech that we have. That if we ask anything, watch that, according to his will. Now, it depends on where you put the comma. If we ask anything according to his will, comma, he hears us. That means if we ask anything, then if God likes it, he will hear us. But you see, then you can't put the word confidence. That's no confidence. So, now, let us change where the comma is. No, there was no comma when it was written. So, this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything, comma, according to his will, he hears us. So, is his will what we pray? Or his will that he hears us. Talk to me now. Uh-huh. So the will is not about what we ask. Because he won't use the word itiho. Itiho is what I want. What he wants is to hear us. Come on. Come on. Alright. So if we ask anything. So is his will the prayer or is will the hearing? Very good. That's why the next verse is, since we know. Praise God that he hears us. Then we know that we have. Not believe. We're already believers. We're already believers. We're already believers. We're already believers. So look at verse 13 takes care of believing. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you that you may know that you have. Come on, say have. Remember the word echo in the first service? Echo. You have what? Eternal life. And that you believe in the name of the Son of God. Notice that the word that you might believe is there. Now that's not in the original. 1 John 5:13. So, believing is past. Praise God. So the believing is past. So we have believed. We are believers. So we do not pray to believe God. No. No, we are believers. We know. This is the confidence. So say confidence. Say confidence. So what's confident, parousia? That means you speak freely. Freely. Let me tell you what's not confidence. How many of you talk to your, you know, you, oh, sometimes you can't use general examples, but freely is just the way you talk to people without ceremonies. You know, hey, I know. You don't, but when you are not free, you say, good morning. I don't know whether you are in the mood to hear anything. You know, but when you have parousia, you just talk. In other words, Jesus is saying in the prayer room, we don't do dress rehearsal. There's no ceremony. It's called parousia, confidence. There is no protocol to prayer. You know, some folks write a book, say, well, book of prayer. For the first 5 minutes, give thanks. I have come again. I have come again. Father, I have come again. Holy Ghost, I have come again. I have come. Is it 2 minutes slow worship? I have come again. Hey, now look at the book. I've used 5 minutes so far. I'm sorry for. 2 minutes. Begin to thank him. Don't sing for yesterday. But I thank you for yesterday. I thank you for everything. I thank you for everybody in the world. You know, I don't know. Have you seen everybody in the world? Thank you for everybody who woke up this morning. Yes, in 5 minutes, confession of all your sins. Father, they're not slow. Before I pray, I don't even deserve to say what I'm about to say. In parousia, you just talk. Hallelujah. This is the freedom of speech that we have. That if we ask, in other words, nothing stops us from asking. Our words must not be couched. You can't write prayer for a Christian to ask the Father. That's not confidence. I ask. By the time I'm thinking, hey, does he want me to have this? It's no longer confidence. This is the confidence that we have in him. In other words, freedom of speech is your right in Christ. We have it in him. So I have it in him. So there is a, the way they write in the Nigerian constitution that you have freedom of speech. There's freedom of speech in Christ. It's yours. You decide to use it. So if you allow anybody to give you one prayer book, you are cheating yourself. Say, now anoint your surroundings with oil. Jump up 7 times. There was one prayer service I attended in 1994. The guy said, bring us a Bible. We are going to war. Everybody said, you see, he said, pahoo, and I was really laughing. That people did stupid. So you are now going to march on the devil. Write the name of all the problems you have, put it down. You are daft. Very daft. This is the confidence that we have. Praise God. That's anything. So we have this confidence, we are in him. So our asking has no inhibitions. Our asking has no inhibitions. He says, we know, I love the word know, it's the Greek word eido, E-I-D-O. It means we appreciate it. We put it to mind. We appreciate that we have the things that we have desired of him. Notice believing is past. So again, I don't work on believing God. I work on how I speak. I don't work on believing. I want to believe! 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 Am I believing? Believe! No. I work on my speaking. Notice again, the strength of 1 John 5:14 is two things. This is the confidence that we have. This is the freedom of speech. If we ask, two, He hears us. And since we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, three times, we know we have the petition four times. So, our speaking is measured how many times? Four times. So, there's a whole lot in what I say. Amen. Come on. Are you there? Come on, come on, come on. I say the things that I desire. So say things. Say things. Say things. Glory, glory, glory. So we don't read Mark 11:24 and say, I believe I receive. I know that I have received. I am not trying to believe. I am a believer. I'm not trying to believe. I am a believer. Amen. I have received what I prayed. I have received. Praise God. The other guy like that, he wanted to study in South Africa, so it was 2002. So we were in his house in the solo, and I said, let's agree together, and we agreed we prayed. And I said, we believe. I said, you will do the believing. I'm doing the agreeing. That's how Brother Higgins taught us. So I said, I held his hand. I said, you know what? So it was August the 10th. I won't forget. August the 12th, sorry. So I held his hand. I said, today, August the 12th, 2002, we have received the admission to that school, university actually. We have received because he had a problem here, so he wanted to go to another school outside the country. He also graduated years before. So I told him, complain about it, it's not prayer. Feeling bad cannot solve problems. You've got to pray about it. So let's pray. So we prayed. So he didn't want to study here anymore. So I said, no, why should he leave Nigeria? Well, the father also wants to take care of shame. Amen. The father, if it takes you to leave the country to study elsewhere, take care of shame, he'll handle it. Amen. If you serve God in Lagos, you can serve him in South Africa. Amen. Amen. Don't say, maybe God thinks that if I leave Nigeria, I'll backslide. Amen? No. So we pray. And so I said, today, August the 12th, 2002. I believe that I've received. So we have received in the name of Jesus. So when I called him one day, I said, Emoji, remember we have received. August the 12th, 4 p.m. At social and so please, we have received. Glory to God. So, the letters he wrote to all the schools, they came back. No one took him. Said, oh, I said, we have received. Hallelujah. August the 12th, 4 p.m. We have received. Glory, glory, glory. We have received. Amen. And then, a week or two after, I think, he had what we received. See it? So it was not when he got it that he received it. He received it when we prayed. Then he got it when it came. But you must receive, then it will come. Praise God. So you stay consistent. We have received. We have received. You know you can ask for money. You know you can ask for money. Oh, come on. You can ask for money. Money. Good money. You can ask for money in dollars. No, the father can. No, no. He knows you're Nigerian. Why dollars? He can ask for. You can ask and receive. Praise God. Praise God. We know that we have. Glory to God. We know that we have. have the petitions that we have received. We have asked of Him. We have it. See, I have it. So when I pray, when do I receive? Do I receive after I have prayed, or I receive when I pray? When I pray. The truth is, many of us think receiving is when it comes. No, receiving is when I pray. It will come because I have received. I have received. I have. A lady like that, we prayed about healing. She had hernia. And they told her she needed surgery on a Tuesday. We talked on a Thursday. So I said, you want us to pray about it? Says we did. So I said, I have received healing. It was 2001. I have received. And she did. She went to do the checkup on the Tuesday. It was still there. So she goes, I said, well, what did we receive? The hernia is gone. We have received healing. Praise God. She checked again the second time. It was gone. Praise God. It did not go that day. It went when we received. You only saw the manifestation that day. I have received. Praise God. So this is the confidence. I will, that means I will confidently say, I have it. I have it. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. I'm bold to say I have it. I have it. I have it. Glory, glory, glory. I have it. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I was sharing with a couple last week, you know, well, we're going to get married some years back. We had camp meeting just like we did. And our wedding was a week after. In fact, our wedding was 5 days after camp meeting. And we hadn't bought many things. We didn't have a house to live. And my dad said, why are you guys going to stay? I said, we'll get a house. We'll have a house. He said, where is it? I said, you'll find out. He knew I didn't have any. So here's the stuff. My mother-in-law called my wife and said, well, in Shekin's house, they have a very big house, right? Where you guys can stay. She just smiled and all that. So we have. So we came for a camp meeting, just believe God, thank God. And then someone just called. Say, I have a whole house, you know, I have nothing. I'm traveling out of the country, and I want to give it to someone, you know, for a year or two or more. And then I said, tell the guy we don't have money. The amount the guy gave the house, I won't say it here, you feel bad. So when we got married, the only thing we took to the house was the TV set. Everything was there, air conditioners, sofa, settee, you know, fridge. We just moved in. Of course, the brethren moved in too. I mean, I believe I have received. I know that I have received and I have. Amen. And I know many of you have the same kind of testimonies. But like we said in the morning, you got to continue. Amen. If it's happened before, it can happen again. It can happen again, and 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 again. Glory. Again and again. Sometimes just remind yourself of the miracles you've seen before. And forget the bad experiences you had afterwards. Those experiences can change. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. I know that I have received. I know that I have received. There's so much confidence in prayer. If someone gives you something else, say, that's not it. That's not it. Even though you say, well, this will also do something. That's not it. Praise God. That's not what I received. I know what I have received. And I'll have it. Praise God. I stay there in faith. I have it. Glory to God. 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 I know that I have received. And I have it. Philippians 4:6. Are you there? Be anxious for nothing. We're going to see more things next week. Be anxious for nothing. First thing is, be anxious for nothing. Praise God. Be anxious. Paul, doesn't Paul understand? He should understand. Now, you need to realize that the times Paul specifies what you are praying about. For example, Ephesians 6:18, he says, pray for all saints.
Watching to all, perseverance for all saints.
No. Colossians 4:3, pray for us that the door of utterance will be given to us. Ephesians 6:19, same thing. But when you get to 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it has no specific prayer request. Pray without ceasing. Pray about what? You don't specify. The next is giving thanks always. This is the will of God for you in Christ. So it doesn't specify. Romans 12:12, continue in prayer. It doesn't tell you what you're praying about. So, in other words, we have scripture sufficient to pray about our needs. Romans 12:12. 1 Peter 3:12. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayers. Amen. I said amen. So this is different from 1 Timothy 2. First of all, prayer and supplication. We have given prayer, intercession, supplication, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings. That's different. But when he says pray without ceasing, he doesn't tell you what it's about. In other words, the believer's life is a life of prayer. As needs arise, I ask and I receive. Amen. As needs arise, I ask and I receive. See, as needs arise, I ask and I receive. See, as needs arise, I ask and I receive. Look at Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing. Pay attention now. I want to make some distinction quickly and then we close. When it says be careful for nothing, the funny thing is that in the same letter, Philippians 2:20, it talks about someone who cares for people. So it doesn't say, be careful for nobody. We must care for people. We must care for people. 1 Corinthians 2:25, we must have, the body cares one for another. 1 Peter 2:25. But then there's a care for things. Matthew 6:25. Yes, Jesus. Take no thought for your life. It's the same word. Memneo. M-E-I-M-N-A-O. Take no thought for your life. We're supposed to care for people, but we're not supposed to care for things. Verse 28. Take no thought for raiment. Why take thought for raiment? Verse 34. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. So we're supposed to be careful for people, but not to be careful about things. Let me see if you understand what I'm saying. Alright? So don't say, well, the Bible says care for nothing. I don't care for anybody in the church. I don't care for my family. You are sick. That's not what he's saying. Take no thought about things. In other words, rather than don't take thought for things, put things not in the place of thoughts. Go to 1 Corinthians 7, one more. 1 Corinthians 7. 1 Corinthians 7, 32. Watch this. I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried, notice that, the same word. He that is unmarried, what does he do? 1 Corinthians 7:32. Come on, let's go. He that is unmarried cares for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. It's the same word. He that is married cares for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. Very serious one. 34. There's a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in the body and in spirit. But he that is married cares for the things of the world, that she may please her husband. Notice he uses this word care. So he says, don't care about things, care for people. When it comes to things, be careful for nothing. In other words, the need of things must not dominate your mind. It is not your concern. Things. Jesus said the minute you are overwhelmed with the care for things, it becomes idolatry. So he says, be careful for nothing. Get back to Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing. So I say for nothing. Say be careful for nothing. Start closing. But with prayer. So, can I pray with cares? No. The minute I am praying with cares, I'm not bringing faith. Before I start, I deal with the cares. So prayer does not deal with anxiety. Anxiety renders prayer useless. You first of all deal with anxiety. I am not going to have a single care about this. No, I'm not. I'm not going to have a single care about this one. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to have a single care about this. Be careful for nothing. So, before I pray, I must deal with care. I must. Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your, what should be made known? No. Let your cares be made known. Let your, so your request is different from your cares. How am I going to do this now? How is this going to happen? You are yet to pray. You are yet to pray. It's still there. You think that's prayer? That's not prayer. That is anxiety. That's not prayer. Yeah. Let your request, not your cares, let your request be made known unto God. Not your cares. You deal with cares, then you pray. Amen. You know, you can get so overwhelmed. The Bible talks about a woman in Mark 5, we'll check it next week, who had an issue of blood 12 years. Only 12 years. Amen. 12 years is enough to get used to something. You know, people can talk to you about it and say, how about that thing? Is there? 12 years is quite long. Bible says she has suffered many things of many physicians. She'll go to the hospital and they will use her for medical students. See, this case is omletosis macaroni. It normally develops for 4 years. It's 12 years now. You observe that's grown, and then it becomes intractable. So they're writing your case down. And you're there. Say, sorry, oh, that's all right. Say, they are clacking. Is that what they call it? Clacking. Hallelujah. When she heard of Jesus, what she said. Sometimes you have to stop repeating what your doctor says. And start saying what you believe for. Repeating what your doctor said changes nothing. It's there already. It takes nothing to talk about the mountain. I said that in the morning. If talking about the mountain can change anything, then there's no reason for prayer. But you need to learn to talk truth. Amen. So she said, and when she was done, pay attention now. You know, she didn't say, oh, Jesus, I want to see Jesus. And she went to Jesus. Just hug me. I've been through it, Lord Jesus. Jesus, what would a hug have done? Just hug me. I've been through it, Lord, Jesus, 12 years. She said, if I would touch his clothes, I will be healed. And the Bible says as she touched it, she was made whole. And Jesus turned around and said, woman, your words have made you whole. Your words. Amen. Amen. Say my words. Determine my course in life.
told you in the morning, your mouth is not for food. Your mouth is for your life. Use it for your life. Use it for your life. Use it for your life. Praise God. I said, praise God. Amen. So prayer is not to tell him. Prayer is to receive. So prayer is to receive. So before you pray, are you ready to receive? Don't just tell him. Telling him doesn't change anything because you already know. Prayer is to receive. Say, I receive when I pray. I receive when I pray. I don't receive after I pray. I receive when I pray. Praise God. 1 Peter 5:7 says, I've been cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you. Amen. 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 Say, I have confidence in prayer. I know that I receive when I pray. What about just praying about something? Maybe?